Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, yes, over the weekend, I heard that RFK Jr. had suggested, and I think he tried to word it a certain way to not make it sound as bad as it could, but it sounded bad, where the COVID virus seem to not affect Ashkenazi Jews, right, or the Chinese, such that ethnic targeting could be at play when it comes to bioweapons. Now, anytime somebody brings up the Jews, he starts to go, what the hell is he talking about? The Jews, and people think that he's suggesting that the Jews could be behind this, which is something that unfortunately keeps plaguing us century after century. When bad things happen, somebody tries to blame it on the Jews. How, well, there was a Jew on the board, and so, yeah, but there were also Christians and Catholics and Protestants and Muslims, and no, there was a Jew. So, when he came up with this, of course, I mean, whether you're Jewish or not, you're like, say what? In fact, there's studies that show populations of Arab and Jew, even Orthodox Jew, were more at risk for COVID than not. This study here, let me pull it up for you guys because I like citing my sources. This comes from The Lancet. It was a nationwide analysis of population group differences in the COVID-19 epidemic in Israel. And they said that the risk of SARS-CoV-2 infection was higher in towns with predominantly Arab and ultra-Orthodox Jewish populations. Now, more than in the general Jewish population, but still, the COVID-19 mortality rate was highest among Arabs. The vaccine uptake was lowest among Arab and ultra-Orthodox Jewish populations. So there's been studies, and I know many family members and friends of family members that succumbed to COVID. So, can we get rid of that concept that somebody's religion protected them? Now, he said Ashkenazi. Actually, let me give you his direct quote, because I don't want to misquote. So, apparently, according to CBS and New York Post, Kennedy said at a dinner, COVID-19, there is an argument that it was ethnically targeted. COVID-19 attacks certain races disproportionately. COVID-19 is targeted to attack Caucasians and black people. The people who are most immune are Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese. He said, we don't know whether it was deliberately targeted or not, but there are papers out there that show the racial or ethnic differential and impact. He said, nobody has suggested that these were deliberately engineered changes, and I certainly don't believe that they were deliberately engineered, but he called it kind of a proof of concept that you could develop bioweapons that will attack certain ethnicities. So, now obviously people are pulling the numbers to show that whether you're Jewish, whether you're Catholic, whether you're Christian, if you had a genetic tendency or you had maybe a lack of immunity, whether it be natural or vaccine, there are other risk factors. Now, mind you, Ashkenazi Jew versus Sephardic Jew. Ashkenazi Jew is more of the Germanic, European. Sephardic Jew is more of the Latin. Sephardim comes from a more Latin, Hispanic term. in its root. So there's the kind of the northern Germanic versus kind of the more southern in the area Sephardim. There are genetic differences in individuals that we've noticed in multiple countries. And if there is a genetic tendency for one group of people to withstand an illness or succumb to an illness, we're studying. We know in Ashkenazi Jews, there's Tay-Sachs that could be pervasive, although we've been luckily very fortunate now to minimize that. But also, there's a cystic fibrosis gene. And so, you know, when RFK starts to mouth off like that, he's got to be very, very careful, because there are people out there just looking for any reason to blame others for this virus that I do believe altered, whether it was because it was trapped in a lab or whether somebody deliberately messed with it. This is something that has been found to have some non-natural occurring genetic sequences. But I, you know, to say that Ashkenazi Jews are more immune, that's a very, very, very bold statement. When we have multiple studies, and we've had multiple family members and people who have sadly died from COVID. So they have to be careful. And if he wants to reword it, saying, look, we are finding that we have a disproportionate amount of black individuals who are getting COVID, and we need to study what the genetic tendencies are, or what could be the cause of that if there's a genetic root, and be able to, you know, isolate that and use all our, you know, medical progress to figure out how to prevent that. That's something that a lot of scientists and doctors, and, you know, whether it's somebody of Hispanic descent, Caucasian, why does one group fare worse than another? But when you bring up Ashkenazi Jews, it was wrong. I don't think it had the science to back it up, and I think it was absolutely preposterous. Now, we are 3 years out, almost 3 years out, when we believe that the virus was leaked, August of 2019. Why we still don't know what happened, or nobody is opening up about what happened, is a crime. And I think it's about time we hear from our government and from the Chinese government what really happened, so we can at least work towards protecting all populations. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, Jason, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So one thing I think you've all noticed, and we've all noticed, and we aren't really talking about it because healthcare has been a cluster in the last 10, 15 years, and it was a cluster even before that too, is the long wait time. And one recent study said that the average wait time to get in as a new patient to a doctor is 26 days. Okay, now I'm hearing from patients 3 months, 6 months. Some people, they don't have openings till December. Actually, that was in the spring, I was told. So that would have been a 9-month wait. But according to some studies, we're at a 26-day wait. Still intolerable. We can't function with the healthcare system if it takes that long to get in with a medical provider. And so you're going to see a lot of headlines talking about doctor wait times are bad. There's a crisis, public health crisis. They're not blowing it out of proportion. This is a problem. This is a huge problem. Now, fortunately, we have telemedicine companies that allow people to reach a medical provider same day. And that is helping address a lot of issues, but there's also some unintended consequences. Maybe some antibiotic overprescribing, maybe misdiagnosis, because somebody says, I don't have COVID, I tested negative at home, give me an antibiotic, and they actually do have COVID. People calling in saying, I have a UTI, because it burns when I pee, but they actually have an STI. So there's some unintended consequences, but telemedicine kind of took over to be the, okay, at least you could talk to a medical provider and get either your whole issue addressed or partially addressed or a referral done, etc. The problem is when I ask patients, when was the last time they saw a medical provider for their blood pressure or for their diabetes or for their depression or their, they said, I can't get in. I can't get in with my doctor. I can't get it. Now, I'm a family medicine provider. So family medicine doctors and nurse practitioners and PAs, we take pride on being able to, one, have a very consistent pattern of care, being able to follow up continuity of care, be there for the whole family. Average person doesn't know if their doc is a family medicine, internist, what PA, MD, DO, because they never see them. They only see them once, then maybe they get a new provider. In fact, in the OB world, the doctor you go into for your pap smears or for your gynecological, and you're thinking, good, nobody else is going to see my Lily, you'll have a random laborist now be your provider. And they're good. They'll deliver the baby. But you don't have, a lot of individuals do not have the doctor that knows them, that has taken care of them for years. And so you have a lot of factors at play here leading to what is going to be a catastrophe, if not already. So the problem we have right now is when somebody has a medical issue, they can't get in with their medical provider. So they try to go to urgent care. Urgent care is starting to get more expensive. Insurance companies are getting smart. They're like, with their money, they're like, you know what? Everybody's using urgent care now, so let's make their copay $200 or $500, or let's make it so expensive. But if you use telemedicine, it's $0 copay. So they go to telemedicine, the telemedicine provider's like, do you have a regular provider? You need to see somebody. This abscess needs to be drained. You need a culture. You need a urine culture. You need a pap smear. You need your prostate checked. No, just take care of it because it's cheap. So we, one, have patients that don't want to go and see their medical provider. And as doctors left during the Great Recession and Obamacare, and then, throughout COVID, as doctors left, well, now there are fewer providers. We also have corporate management of medicine. So the family practice office, like I had on the neighborhood corner, patients, if they only wanted to see me, they got me. They even got me on the weekend. I'm the one that called them back. They had more personalized service. Doctors like me, I had to close the practice. After Obamacare with the high deductibles, couldn't do it. So when you have a corporation, the corporation uses different metrics. That corporation uses different metrics, including reviews. Now, mind you, medical providers spent too little time with patients before. The big problem we had in the 90s and the 2000s and the 2010s is a doctor spent maybe 5 minutes with you, 10 minutes with you, and patients complained. So now, providers are spending more time. They're only being scheduled no more than, let's say, 3 an hour or 4 an hour, so the doctor spends more time. Well, with that, you have fewer doctors. Now you have fewer appointment slots. Yeah, the wait's going to be longer. Not to mention that medical provider could lose their job if they don't get rated well. So they're going to talk to them more. They're going to make them feel like that visit was an hour long. And so it does change the dynamics of you being able to get in and out. Another big thing that nobody's talking about that's been raising the wait times is when I had my practice and patients knew they could pop in and see me and pop out, they would come in for one problem. I have a UTI. No problem. You go do a urine sample. I'm going to go see the next patient. After your urine sample is done, I'll walk in there, tell you your results, examine you. And we were able to just choreograph it. I really credit my being a hostess at a restaurant helping me with that choreography because you had to manage a lot of tables. So always try and work at a restaurant before you become a doctor or a medical provider because I think it does help. But now, if a person has to wait 26 days, 90 days, 6 months to get in, it's not going to be for a single problem, like look at this mole and tell me what you think, or just look at my ear. If they waited that long, they have a whole entire Christmas list. And they, while they got you, because they might not see you for a whole nother year, they're going to ask 20 different things. Now the visit's taking longer. You also have a lot of individuals who are sicker. They're not going and getting preventative exams, regular checkups. Go, you know what? I'm fine. I'm here for my yearly. How am I doing? Now they're only going to the doctor when they're sick. So the medical provider now has to do all this catch-up. And nurse practitioners and PAs and doctors are overwhelmed. And I've been, you know, warning medical providers this. If you thought you were going to have some easy 5-10 minute visits to kind of balance out the more long, chronic, it's not like that. Every patient has a boatload of issues because they haven't been getting care or they've been just using over the phone or urgent care. And a lot of medical providers prefer that. It's nice to only deal with one or two problems. Having to deal with more problems, there's more liability. Another thing that's changing is the liability. There's been so much of a push, especially in my state, to add more liability. The medical providers are like, I can't take all this on. I'm going to get the specialist. So you might not get the care you need right then and there because they're going to refer you out to a specialist so they don't get in trouble for failure to diagnose or miss something or it end up being more of a liability issue. So we're really struggling and we're making the problem worse. And making the problem worse isn't helping. The other thing, too, that has changed is now that we're not having the family doc that, is on the neighborhood that everybody knows, now that it's more corporate, you also have salary providers. And so when you have individuals that it doesn't matter how many they see, they get paid the same, they might not step it up as much. You know, if you're going to get paid roughly the same for seeing 10 patients versus 20, why would you bust your butt and risk the liability and risk the Yelp reviews to see 20? Now, me, I want to see as many people as I can, get as many people fixed, but at some point, for these providers, it's not feasible. So if there are long wait times and then the urgent cares get overwhelmed and people only go to the medical provider when they have stage 4 cancer, we got a problem and it is a public health crisis. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-ELLEN.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Today expected to be another day investigators comb through the belongings of suspected Long Island serial killer Rex Huerman. New York State Police say they will not reveal the investigator behind uncovering Huerman's connection to the case.
There are currently important investigative steps that are continuing and ongoing, and it would be premature on my part for me to identify any of the New York State Police members or any of the task force members at this point.
Former President Obama applauding librarians for standing on the front lines against book bans. Obama slammed recent censorship attempts on books that discuss topics like gender, sexuality, or race. The Powerball jackpot standing at $1 billion after there was no grand prize winner in Monday night's big drawing. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So not only do people want advice on health and advice on, you know, education and career planning, but also finances. And I'm really, really excited about our next guest. The nation's top credit scoring company is kicking off a unique campaign to improve the financial education of consumers. Joining us today is FICO CMO Nikhil Bell. FICO is teaming up with the Chelsea Football Club during Chelsea's summer tour through the U.S. to promote financial education. Nikhil, thank you so much for joining us. Oh, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
Oh, my gosh. We are so happy that you are here. This is a fantastic opportunity. Talk to us about what is FICO and how FICO and Chelsea are teaming up.
Well, Dr. Dahlia, you know, at FICO, we have long been committed to driving financial inclusion across the U.S., and a core component of making that happen is really financial education and financial literacy. And, you know, your program is so near and dear to my heart because you focus so much on education as well. And, we are kindred spirits that way, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Dahlia, this is a unique opportunity for us to, you know, partner with a world-renowned, one of the best soccer teams in the world that's coming out to the U.S. this summer. They're going to 5 different cities. And in each of these 5 different cities, you know, we have an opportunity to address a real problem that we have in the U.S. Our research that tells us that 1 in 5 U.S. teenagers lack confidence in their financial skills. And almost two-thirds, 75% of young adults, you know, lack confidence in their understanding of personal finance. And this gives us an opportunity to build programs, educational workshops in each of those 5 cities to address this problem and do something about it.
Gosh, I love that. I love that. I have for years said that as part of our regular school curriculum, in addition to math and science and history, we do need not only health, first aid, but also financial literacy. And these kids are not learning financial literacy, and this is a huge, not to mention young adults. You know, talk to us about why financial literacy is so important, especially with the young consumer.
It's really important, and I could not agree with you more. In fact, Dr. Aya, we really want to do something about this. So, I'll digress for one 10 seconds here, maybe. FICO is actually working on a high school curriculum program that we would love to gift to schools across the country to bring financial literacy and financial education into their regular, curriculum, just as you talked about right now.
Amen. It's so needed. Go ahead.
It really is needed. Could not agree with you more there. You know, we want this next generation to be empowered. We want to give them the tools and the knowledge necessary to make good choices, healthy choices around their personal finance and about any credit that they might have taken. And so to do that, it's really important that they know the basics of personal finance, you know, the basics of what's a credit score, what's a FICO score, what goes into a FICO score, you know, how can you improve your FICO score, and what happens with that? And that's really what this program is about.
I love it. We are speaking to FICO CMO Nikhil Bell. And FICO is my go-to for my credit analysis. And there's been headlines saying that many individuals are struggling to get loans these days. And I don't think they understand, what goes into the credit score. For example, such as applying for all these credit cards. Every time you apply for a credit card, a new credit card, or some other opportunity, it could affect your credit score.
You're exactly right there, Dr. Dahlia. You know, 90% of the top U.S. lenders use the FICO score in making lending decisions. The FICO score is a core component of that. It really makes a difference. And so we want to make sure that these young consumers and, other consumers around the country have a better understanding of what goes into a credit score. You know, what is the FICO score? How does the FICO score work? How can you improve your FICO score? And as you just said, you know, how much credit you have, how you use that credit, how you repay that credit, you know, all makes a difference in your FICO score. And we've got wonderful tools available, Dr. Dahlia, at myfico.com. And I'd encourage your listeners to go out to myfico.com to check their FICO score, to monitor their FICO score, and to learn about what goes into a FICO score and how to improve their FICO score.
And I love that you brought up to monitor it. We have a lot of shady individuals out there that one person charged $17,000 to my credit card on beauty products. And the company's like, we know Dr. Dahlia. She does nothing for her beauty. We know this isn't her because she doesn't look like she uses them. But $17,000, you know what that could do to my credit score? You have to monitor because how do you know? You know? Yeah.
That's right. That's right. It's really important. And, you know, you can check your score for free at myfico.com. And we've got some wonderful tools there. You know, Dr. Elliott, just if I may, you know, in these five different cities, we have two different types of educational workshops we're going to be running. The first one is for these teenagers. And we're partnering with U.S. Soccer Foundation, which does a lot of fabulous work in these communities, to bring together these teenagers and to run this educational program with them. We're also going to take these teenagers to the games, to a Chelsea game, so they can watch it.
Oh,
and
wow.
We're going to bring in some legends and some of Chelsea's best players to give them, you know, words of encouragement and some advice. And then separate from that, you know, we're teaming up with some of the leading national nonprofits for adult educational programs as well. And personal coaching where somebody might need some, you know, to help them with their personal finances and credit. So we're really excited for this partnership, Dr. Dahlia, and are really looking forward to launching this, this long-term initiative and, doing something to solve this situation that we have.
Amen. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Are the five cities, Chicago, Atlanta, Chapel Hill, which five cities are launching this?
Well, the first game is tomorrow in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we're moving to Philadelphia. And then Atlanta is next, followed by the D.C. area at FedEx Field. And then concluding in Chicago. So five games, five different cities. And we're going to be running educational programs in each of those five. And if somebody wants to, you know, learn more about when they are, where they are, how to sign up for free, they can go to FICO.com/Chelsea. Again, that's FICO.com/Chelsea.
Wonderful. In the last minute, Nikhil, anything else you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Well, you know, Dr. Dahlia, you said this earlier. I think it's imperative for, you know, people to really know what their FICO score is, to monitor their FICO score, to understand what goes into it, and to, you know, learn about how they can improve their score. And we've got some wonderful tools available at myfico.com, and I'd really encourage folks to come out and check out myfico.com, and, let's partner together to improve people's financial lives and help them lead financially independent lives.
Amen. Well, we can't wait. We're going to watch the progress. We're going to, I would love to have you back on the show. Thank you at FICO. Thank you, Chelsea Football Club, or Chelsea's, football, because soccer, football. We appreciate all you guys are doing, and can't wait to have you back.
Thank you, Dr. Dahlia. Looking forward to it. Appreciate the opportunity.
Same here. Be well. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to check my score now. $17,000 of beauty products. I don't know where they went. Beverly Hills? Anyway, FICO's very cool. So is Chelsea Football Club. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you had asked, when you see a physician who says protect trans youth, are they saying that to protect them from transgender surgery being done prematurely, or are they saying that to protect them and allow them to proceed with transgender changes? I believe the support trans youth movement is to allow there to be more resources for young kids to decide on their own and to be able to make decisions for their transgender care and have more support. Unfortunately, though, I do think there are
many medical groups that are concerned that we might have to protect them from some of these treatments that they may not be aware could be eventually dangerous or deleterious to their fertility. So we're being told that international doctors seem to be a little bit ahead of the curve than America in terms of warning that we might need more evidence first. And I spoke about this last year where countries in Western Europe had said, look, guys, let's do more studies first. There can be risks. And I know in America there's a big push to not have parents involved because they think the parents will say no and force the child to go through puberty and then have to go through the change. But unfortunately, I don't think the average 8-year-old, 10-year-old, now kids are going through puberty earlier. So they might not be able to, I know they aren't able to decide what they want lifelong. You know, in terms of breasts, in terms of fertility, in terms of penis and testicles, and in terms of what they want their identity to be. So doctors were being told from France, UK, Finland, Sweden, Norway, Belgium, Switzerland, South Africa, and doctors from the U.S. signed a joint letter to the editor in the Wall Street Journal Friday warning that American medical leaders, including the Endocrine Society president Stephen Hammes, may be not taking into account the risks that these children can face. The doctors, according to Fox News, were responding to a letter from the Wall Street Journal from Hames and disputed the claim that 2,000 studies confirm gender-affirming care improves the well-being of transgender and gender-diverse people and reduces the risk of suicide. So the argument on both sides come from, when you have a child who is transgender, who feels that they are in the wrong body, it's devastating for that child, no doubt. It's not very common. It's rare. But those individuals, they need support. They need help. Not all gender-affirming care solves that, though. For a child to go through what they have to go through, from male to female, and then, if they regret it, have to overcome a team of adults who'll say, no, that's normal, that's normal, that's normal. It's very scary, and it's a lot for a young kid to take on. Some places are providing transgender support as young as 2 years old. And doesn't mean they're having surgery too, but they're providing support. Now, I agree with there being counselors, psychologists, psychiatrists, medical providers, counselors involved in terms of a child who says, look, I don't want a penis. I don't want a vagina. I don't want that. The problem we have is if you actually ask the average child, especially one who's starting to get their period, they don't want to have their period. Nobody wants to have their period. And I don't want us to misdiagnose gender dysphoria or transgenderism with somebody who cannot stand having every 28 days painful cramps and bloating and headache and bleeding. That's not gender dysphoria. That's not liking your period. Same thing with boys who don't like getting erections at inopportune times in class or getting beat up by other boys. Are they truly gender dysphoric or are they having a rough time growing up being around these bullies? And offering gender transforming care needs to come with a slew of informed consent that a young child may not really be able to give. As I've said this before, if you asked me when I was 13 and a half, if I could stop the periods and be able to, you know, not be slowed down by breasts, that boy, honestly, I went from, you know, training bra to B cup in a year. I would say I'm listening. And it's, thank God I didn't. I'm so glad I'm a woman. But I hated having my period. A lot of them do. Now, I'm not saying that the average person that is transitioning is doing it because they don't like menstrual cramps. But I got to tell you, to a young child, it is, and they're like, why am I a girl? I even asked the same thing. I didn't want to be a girl. It sucked to be a girl. Did that mean I was no gender dysphoric? Feeling like I'm living in the wrong body? So what we've done is we've opened up the definition to what do you want? Do you want to be a boy? Do you want to be a girl? And we have ways now to stop girls' periods. Little debate on if we should be doing it or not, but if a girl doesn't want her period, you could give her hormones to stop it, which can be reversible and allow her to get pregnant later. There are breast reduction surgeries, but we've had people come out saying, I wish I didn't do that. I wish I didn't do a mastectomy. How many current women who had breast cancer, endometrial cancer, ovarian cancer, said, I wish I was a dude? You know, I mean, a lot of individuals are like, and so are we going to be overwhelmed? And when we say it's safe, it's safe, it's safe because it protects against suicide, we don't want any child committing suicide. But the fact that we've had transgender children who transition still commit suicide, we can't be under the false impression that it'll always prevent suicide. So they say more and more European countries and international professional organizations are recommending psychotherapy rather than hormones and surgeries as first-line treatment for gender dysphoric youth. And so, you know, the signatories suggested that in order to end the confusion over the best form of care for those with gender dysphoria, medical societies must align their recommendations with the best available evidence rather than, quote, exaggerating the benefits and minimizing the risks. So, Dr. Penabad, Florida-based endocrinologist, said that America has politicized transgender issues to the point where there are those who will justify any hormonal displacement intervention for any young person who may have been identified as possibly having gender dysphoria. So, you know, if other European countries are like, look, guys, there's still going to be risks, we're just going too fast, and we have to, you know, include parents, and we have to make sure a child is mature enough to give informed consent, and we have to get the diagnosis right. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case.
Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.